Hi everybody, I'm Jackson Murphy with the LCJ Q&A. Joining me is one of the founders of Stupid Buddy Studios. They're the folks behind Robot Chicken and the new Netflix animated series Buddy Thunderstruck, Eric Towner. Eric, welcome to the show.
Wow, that was an amazing introduction. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. You guys at Robot Chicken just won an Emmy for Outstanding Short Form Animated Program. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, the whole experience is just surreal and insane, and you know, just feel incredibly fortunate to really be, you know, continuing to make this show that we love and that the fans are loving, and to be recognized with something like an Emmy is just super bizarre and surreal and really amazing.
And you guys are really, really busy. I know there's a Robot Chicken Walking Dead special in the works. When can we expect that?
That's right. That is currently in the works. We just finished writing, and now we're starting to do all of the records. So we've got, you know, obviously a great cast, a lot of the original cast. I think pretty much all the original cast is going to be on the show. And so, that's something to look forward to later this year.
Beautiful. And you guys also just did another Robot Chicken couch gag on The Simpsons. I know the first one was a huge success a few years back. You got to be happy with how this one turned out as well.
Yeah, this one is definitely a different direction than the first one that we did. But, I mean, just working, you know, we're just such huge fans of The Simpsons. I grew up watching that when I was a kid, and really that helped me get into animation. And so to work with Al Jean and Matt Groening and that whole team was just such an honor and so amazing. And that couch gag is very different than what we did before, but still tons of fun with stop motion mixed with 2D this time.
Very, very cool. And so at Stupid Buddy Studios, one of your co-founders is Seth Green. And I was telling you a little bit before we went on the air here that I met him briefly at the Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2 premiere in New York City. He came right up to me. I asked him, "Why are you here, Seth Green?" He said, "I've come to see the movie. Why are you here? I've come to interview the stars like you, Seth Green." He gave me the peace sign. He walked away. He was great. Tell me another great Seth Green story.
Oh, geez. Another great Seth Green story. Let's see. When I first started on Robot Chicken, I was actually an animator, so this was back on season two. And I remember walking by, and he came running down the stairs, and I was on my way to the stage, and he immediately just jumped on my back, and we kind of ran over to the stage, and then we talked about the shot I was about to animate. And so, yeah, for me, he's just, you know, a great, humble, very genuine guy, and a lot of fun to work with. So, you know, now being business partners with him, it's me and Seth and his partner and co-creator of Robot Chicken, Matt Seinreich, and my buddy, John Harvatine. The four of us are just super, super like-minded, and, you know, we just love working with our friends, and we love the work we do. So, yeah, it's a big, happy family, that's for sure.
So, Buddy Thunderstruck, I feel like there's a fantastic little story behind the name of the show alone. Is that true?
Just an amazing coincidence, more than anything. Like, when we first heard about this show, we're like, wow, this is called Buddy Thunderstruck, and we're, you know, Stupid Buddy. How, you know, as far as animation matches made in heaven, it seemed like I was destined to be one of them, so yeah, just really a wonderful coincidence.
Yeah, this show is actually in collaboration with American Greetings, the creators of the Care Bears. And I love how you use that in your promotion. You put in the trailer, yes, really, the creators of the Care Bears.
Exactly. We just thought that would be a funny thing to throw in the trailer. But the creator is Ryan Weisbrock, who's over at American Greetings, and just a fantastically talented dude. This is one of his original ideas, and, you know, he's a great designer, great collaborator, and American Greetings, also the creator of the Care Bears, believe it or not.
So this show, unlike everything you do with Robot Chicken, is for kids. Is it more challenging to write cleaner material?
You know, it's It is with its challenges. Like, you want to appeal to a broader audience. Obviously, something like Robot Chicken is an equal opportunity offender. You try to offend as many people equally as possible, where, you know, something like Buddy Thunderstruck is, you know, it's really not that huge of a departure just because it's still character-driven comedy. The animation is going to be really funny. And, you know, we had a great head writer on this, Tom Krajowski, who, you know, really worked close with Ryan and us on the scripts, just making them as funny as possible. And obviously, you know, you strip away some of the pee and poo jokes and you've got a show for kids. So just that easy.
Okay. All right. So Buddy is a dog who's a semi-truck racer. Did you get to go to real-life races to get some inspiration for the show?
Man, that would have been a great idea. Like, let's call that research. Go to you know, a bunch of NASCAR races and stuff like that. You know, just again, coincidentally, I have actually been to some NASCAR races, and they are intense and crazy. And this whole show centers around this small town called Grease Pit, and that's like the main attraction of this town is all these crazy races. So you've got, you know, amazing characters, and they, you know, they all race. Like, they all, you know, the whole town focuses around this racetrack, this figure eight racetrack. So we tried our best to, like, capture the intensity and, like, the absurdity of that, of the world of racing. So it's got a little bit of, you know, Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby mixed in there. And, you know, and it's a strange but fun brew.
Does Buddy at one point scream, help me Jesus, help me Oprah, like Will Ferrell does?
You know, I'm sure we strongly considered that. We may have even recorded that at one point, but probably had to leave it out for a couple different reasons.
Yes, yes. Now, Buddy, with what I've been able to see from the trailer, he's got a bit of an ego to him. Tell me about Buddy and some of the other characters.
Yeah, Buddy is all confidence and charisma, and for us it's like, you know, portraying that personality without it coming across overly arrogant or unlikable. And so he is just a very genuine character, you know, kind of full of bravado, a little bit like, you know, Burt Reynolds back in his heyday mixed with, yeah, like a Ricky Bobby. But it's all in good, silly fun and just a super fun character. And then his best friend is his mechanic named Darnell, who is a ferret. And, you know, it's really, the show centers around their relationship and their friendship and just all the, you know, crazy, insane adventures that they go on around town.
Mm. And as many people know, stop-motion animation is extremely difficult. I feel like creating the racing scenes is like this NASCAR Monopoly game that I've played where you're only moving the car a tiny distance at a time on the board and you just want it to get to the finish line already. Is it aggravating to do those racing scenes?
You know, we love it. It's, you know, it's kind of what we were made for is doing this kind of stuff, and that's why we love this show so much. So, you know, for us, stop motion does take a ton of patience. Like, an average animator will be, you know, getting 8 to 10 seconds done in a day, like an entire day's worth of work. So it does take a bit of patience. But I will say as a, you know, an animator in a previous lifetime of mine, that once you're in that zone and you're actually animating the trucks flying through the air around the corner, that time just sort of disappears. And then, you know, this magical thing happens that you get to the end of a shot, you play it back, and you're like, wow, this is there's something really magic and, you know, wonderfully tactile about the whole thing.
Mm. And speaking of your previous life, one of your coolest and most fascinating jobs you have ever had in your career, you were a location assistant on the last two Matrix movies.
Oh, my goodness. Ew. You dig that up. That's great. Well, that, yeah, I actually went to film school up in San Francisco and happened to end up getting a job as a PA on the sequels to the Matrix. So for me, like, you know, I ended up taking a semester off from school. I was like, well, there's no better way to learn than actually be on a film set. And so I was one of the location assistants. So they were shooting in the old naval base in Alameda, and I was, you know, helping with security duty, helping, you know, make sure that the air conditioning was working, that if we had a bunch of extras, there was enough porta potties. It was about a million different things rolled into one job, but just a great learning experience for me and my force, you know, foray into filmmaking.
You got to be thrilled that Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne reunited for Jack Wick, John Wick Chapter 2.
Yeah, about time, right? Those guys back together.
And on your Stupid Buddy Studios website, you have the Buddy Code. Now, let me tell you which one of your 10 rules is my favorite. When I was looking through this, I thought, thou shalt communicate, not complicate. I thought, that's just great. That really stands for something.
That's part of the studio here. Like, it's so important to us retaining a strong culture, and making people feel like they're part of a collective of artists and amazingly talented people. So something like Buddy Thunderstruck, we just had the best artists, and everybody's having so much fun on that show. And that idea of the Buddy Code, when we started the company, is like, well, let's just lay out some simple rules to live by, to work by on our day-to-day. And, thou shalt communicate, not complicate. It's a big one. Like, if there's ever any problems, it's as easy as just talking through them, figuring them out, and then, moving on. And that's a big part of what we try to do.
Very cool.
And thou shalt respect the bago. Don't forget that one.
Okay. I won't forget that either. And the last thing I want to ask you, out of everybody you've ever had guest star as part of one of your Robot Chicken episodes, who is your favorite and why?
Oh, my goodness. That is a really tough question. I'm going to go with, it's either Patrick Stewart, just because I'm a huge fan, or George R. R. Martin. I'm going to go with that one. So George R. R. Martin ended up playing himself on Robot Chicken, and that's just one of the surreal perks about working on this show is everybody, at this point it's had more celebrity guest appearances than Saturday Night Live, believe it or not. And so, so getting him in and meeting him and just being, I'm a huge Game of Thrones nerd, so that was pretty awesome.
Did you try to get secrets out of him and tell him to keep writing faster?
I was like, what are you doing here? You should be locked away somewhere writing, but, I think he's enjoying all the successes of that franchise for sure.
Very cool. Well, Buddy Thunderstruck, the 12-episode first season, premieres March 10th on Netflix. Eric Towner, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, I'm Jackson Murphy with the LCJ Q&A.